Maybe Ant will be there, although he might blow Big Fatty off. Or maybe he'll blow Big Fatty. I don't know. Hey, don't put in rumors. Ant's got a boyfriend. But I'm really, really looking forward to it. I am scared to meet Big Fatty. I fully admit it. He is like a podcasting rock star to me. And although I didn't like his show at first, now I love it and I love him. And I'm a little nervous to meet him. I fully admit it. I'm going to be like a giddy little schoolgirl when I meet him. I'm going to buy him a Tanqueray and tonic with two limes, as is the custom. And it shall be fun. It shall be fun.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He is like a podcasting rock star to me.
Yes. Oh, dear. I see I don't have the microphone stuff here, but oh, Big Fatty, you've already fucked it up. You're only into it a minute. You've already fucked it up.
Dear Gussie, y'all, this is episode. What is it?
Big Fatty, it's 9/11 too soon. Oh, Big Fatty, it's too soon. No. No, oh, dear Gussie, no, too soon!
Dear Gussie, y'all, what an auspicious start.
Big Fatty, you really know how to take it off the tracks quickly. Quickly and definitely. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that it's off the tracks, y'all. It is off the tracks.
So anyway, yeah, but y'all, this is episode 9/11. And it's for Thursday, the 28th of July, 2011.
Big Freddy, that's just lovely.
And y'all, today, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Well, I do kind of know what I'm going to talk about. Y'all, I'm going to talk about quiz programs today. And I'm going to just do a little chit-chatting about the the Las Vegas hoot nanny. And, y'all, because, quite frankly, y'all, I think I'm going to have to pull out my can of whoop-ass. Because, y'all, we need to get going on this Pride 48 thing. We need to know who's going to be chitter-chatting and what the schedule's going to be and all. And, y'all, I may have to go out into the time machine and go into the future and speak to the coordinator. So, anyway, you know who I'm talking to. Yes, Big Fatty, they're running around in the sweatshirts because it's chilly down there. But, anyway, y'all, let me see what's going on. Y'all, we're getting near the end, the deadline for the coupon for the big horror weekend, which is at the end of next month, but the deadline is Monday, y'all. And they're all getting their paperwork and their checks. And, y'all, I got a check today from someone. Y'all, they forgot to sign the check. And so I had to send them an e-letter. And they go, oh, buddy, I am so sorry. But I can't tell you the last time I wrote a check and I just forgot. And, y'all, it's about the damn truth. I usually write checks for horror events and if I need to send my mother some money. Because, you know, y'all, that is the preferred mode of payment when dealing with your mother. Either that or a charger plate. But, you know, I think her charger plate is her little, you know, that little thing that you... Y'all, evidently, several people really enjoyed Big Fatty reading the mergers yesterday, especially the poupon pants. And, y'all, there were lots of lovely, lovely comments. It's just, y'all, when somebody says something like, you know, Big Fatty, when you start laughing, I can't help but laugh, and I needed a good laugh. Y'all, that does more for Big Fatty's heart than the cholesterol pills do. And, y'all, it's just lovely. It is just lovely, and I really appreciate that. And, y'all, the other thing that got lots of attention was the Axe Big Fatty question that Miss Bacon sent in. Y'all, there were several... what is that? Oh, yeah, that's a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Y'all had a coupon for a complimentary one. So, y'all, I took advantage of that. Let me just tell you. But anyway, And y'all, I've got to hurry and finish this because I got to go to a horror meeting. but anyway, what was it? Oh yeah. Well, you know, Miss Bacon asked, you know, where Vera has the lovies, and Nessa has the listener pals and the creamies and all. And y'all, there were several entries. I know I'm gonna forget some of them. The fatties was one of them. The Cheerios. I kind of like the Cheerios, y'all. That came, of course, from that Kim Beaver. Y'all, who I understand. I'll just say this real quiet, so because it's kind of a secret. But y'all, I understand that. That Miss Beaver's other half secretly listens to the BFO. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear Gussie. But anyway, y'all, and there were piggies, I think, was one of them. And y'all, however, I'm leaning towards Vulgarians. Hello, Vulgarians! It is Bigfooty! So, but y'all, we'll just see. We'll just see. And there was talk of making it a contest and awarding the prize that was supposed to go to the Live It Up contest. And y'all, if you miss a day, you miss a lot. That's all I gotta say. If you miss a day, you big fatty move forward. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we got lots to talk about on the Vegas update today. Y'all, first of all, I heard on that Stick It With a Poke little show that the Q Sledge, Larry, is gonna be coming to the Pride 48 in Vegas. Y'all, he bought his plane ticket already, and y'all, he is gonna share the room with the Seda 69, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show. And y'all, I heard from the Babylon, and that is not the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. It is the Babylon podcast. Y'all, I heard from them, and they are looking into attending the Pride 48 in Vegas as well, although I've not received any confirmation on that. And y'all, there are several other people that are out there. They're going, oh, my buddy, I just don't know. Oh, I'd love to come. And y'all, I think the free liquor is going to, I think the free liquor by anonymous. Bah, Betty, you are retarded. Is going to sway quite a few people. But y'all, Melissa the Confused, y'all, I'm just going to read you a couple of these e-letters she sent me, because y'all, they're just epistles. They are epistles. And y'all, it says, Big Betty, I've altered my reservations. I don't need to read you that part. She says, between now and September, I will be in Vegas quite frequently. If there's anything you'd like for me to check out or take pictures of or make inquiries on, I know, Nessa had posted on the Twitties thoughts for a large group dinner. Well, y'all, if there's a group, it'll be a large group. Ah, big fatty! So I was wondering if you want me to help find a location that could fit anywhere. Y'all, I can assure you, as large as Las Vegas is, we'd have to have Celine Dion's showroom to fit that group in for a dinner. She says that there's a place off the strip that is very old Vegas. It has a very old Vegas-type feel that's been featured on television shows and movies and is known for their drink selection and ability to cater large parties. Y'all, it's called the Peppermill Restaurant and Fireside Lounge. So y'all, if you're interested in looking at this thing, it's at the Peppermill LasVegas.com. And check it out, y'all. It sounds interesting. Y'all, she also is talking about some sort of party buses. She says that the spaces off the strip are cheaper for large groups. Like I say, this is going to be a large group. And if people would like to drive, they can. But if they are going to be drinking, a large bus could get everyone to and fro safely. Plus, Vegas is for large groups, Vegas isn't too expensive. So it might work out where everyone can put in a set amount and cover the cost. So anyway, so Melissa, check out that Peppermill for us and give us an update on that. But y'all, then I get another e-letter. And y'all, this is the one that I really want to tell you about. That was not the one I wanted to tell you about. I mean, because there was good stuff in there, but you know, this one has got the meat and potatoes, of what needs to be discussed. And it says, "Break Friday, I just got off the phone with the Luxor, and the person I spoke with gave me a great tip to pass along." So, y'all, you've got a Las Vegas tip coming up now. If anyone in our group has booked their room, they should always open any e-letters they receive between now and September from the Luxor. Several times, rates for the rooms will change, especially closer to the actual check-in date, and specials will be offered, even if someone has booked their room and received a confirmation. But they see an email advertising a room during their stay dates at a lower rate, they can call the Luxor and give them their 5-digit confirmation code and ask for the rates they saw in the e-letter. For a one-time price of $10, the rates will be changed. If they've already changed their reservation once and paid the $10, they will not have to pay that fee again, and they can still get the discounted rate. Right now, she says that the rates for Friday and Saturday nights are running $120 to $130, but that due to the economy, sometimes the Luxor has dropped its weekend rates as low as $60 per night. So if you see any e-letters with lower prices during the trip stay, we should all call and get it. And y'all, I think that is an excellent idea, and I hope you have I hope you are reading those e-letters. And y'all, then Melissa the Confused sent me one more. Y'all, it was from, she wanted to know if, Abnominus, Big Freddy, you fucked it up. If Abnominus, was, interested in sharing the cost of the liquor for the cocktail party. So, Abnominus, you're gonna have to just let Big Fatty know if you're interested in sharing that, or if you would, cause, you know, Melissa the Confused is willing to chip in for that. But, now, Miss Melissa the Confused, we will have a fishbowl, cause we've still gotta pay for that suite. So don't be giving up all your money for the liquor right now. And Abnominus may want to just do it all himself. You never know. But you know, maybe you could buy a bottle of tonic and a lime, and just in case somebody wanted a Tanqueray and didn't have tonic or lime. Big Freddy, always looking out for yourself. That is just like you, just like you. And y'all, it seems like there was something else I was going to talk about Las Vegas, but y'all, it seems to have a what do you call it? Big Freddy, and you've made it disappear like that Chris Angel. Yes.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I...
This just into the BFO unsubscribing desk. Ryan from Boston has added Friday Night Lights to his Netflix streaming thingy.
B.I.G. F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, let me just say, I have just about, well, you heard me earlier in the week, I have just about had it with the Big Brother. I don't want to ruin anything, but I am aware of how the power of veto comes out. And y'all, I'm not happy.
I'm just not happy, that's all I'm going to say. And y'all, I can guarantee you who they're going to throw out later tonight, Thursday night on the live eviction. And y'all, then they're going to switch over to the individual game instead of the stupid-ass couples game. But y'all, I'm going to tell you, I cannot stand that Brinchel. Those Brinchels, they're just a pain in my you-know-what. And anyway, oh dear gussy. What else did I want to talk? Oh, the other one I wanted to tell you about was that, y'all, I watched that program, and y'all, I thought it was cheesy. I thought it was going to be cheesy. And it is kind of cheesy, but y'all, it's that same name. The same name show, and y'all, they have the David Hasselhoff and David Hasselhoff Jr. And y'all, what the celebrity trades places with the white trash, and the and y'all, the David Hasselhoff. How do you say his name? I don't know. You know who I'm talking about? That kitty cat car driver. Y'all, they traded places, and y'all, but y'all, it was really quite good. I have to say, I really enjoyed it. And y'all, I am thoroughly enjoying the Master Chef, because y'all, I'm telling you, as much as I enjoy the Gordon Ramsay, y'all, the Italian, shaved head Italian judge, y'all, he just puts it out there. He stands up there in his suit and his tennis shoes, like his shit don't stink. Big Fatty, please, we are having Cheerios. And y'all, he told one of the girls earlier, he goes, this is garbage. And y'all, he picked up the plate and he walked over and he threw it in the garbage can, and she was crying. And y'all, he just as soon kick her while she's down. So but y'all, and one of them, they made something and they spit it out, y'all, because it's a vulga. But did Big Freddy give you this recipe? anyway, enjoying that. And what else is there? Oh, and the what is the kitchen show? Hell's Kitchen. I'm two episodes behind on that. But y'all, that's the one where he just gets in there and screams at him about being a donkey. And y'all, you know that new one so get your VRCs set. That new one that Take the Money and Run. Starts on the 2th of August, which is on 2, I say, Tuesday. So y'all get that one in your VRCs now. But that one just looks good. That one just looks good. And y'all, that dance and stuff. Y'all, that screaming woman. I just can't. I think I saw a commercial saying that goo goo was going to be one of the judges. That crazy goo goo girl. And y'all, I know I'm an old fuddy-duddy when it comes to all that, but y'all, that's just no. So, oh dear gussie. Let's see. Busy at the coal mine, and gotta get out of here so I can get over to the horror meeting, because y'all, you know, we always have... Granny always fixes us some little stick of snack, and y'all, quite frankly, I don't know what in the hell... Granny's got up his sleeve for tonight. Y'all, it'll probably be something vulgar. It'll probably be full of mayonnaise. And if it is, I'll just have to go out and get me some sort of a rotisserie chicken or something. I don't know. I just don't know. Or maybe I'll just get some Fritos corn chips. Or maybe, you know that Seder 69, maybe he can recommend something for me for my supper.
He is like a podcasting rock star to me.
Oh, so I should have some nectar of the gods?
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.